So I got a few things to talk about, but I don't know how to combine them together, but I guess it'll happen as I'm talking. It's the way it usually works, because everything's connected. Number one is these sites that just talk about health all the time, and that's all they talk about. Number two, and it could be the financial people too. Number two, do you really think relationships are just all fun and games? The only reason you have a relationship is to, with anybody, any situation, is to knock you out of your delusions, you know? The whole purpose of this game down here is to cut you and turn you and break you out of your delusions and illusions, and you're gaslighting yourself and don't even know it. You need that other person, place, or thing to break you out of your delusions, you know? To break you out of your delusions. Illusions. Most people go into a relationship thinking that they're not going to have to change, that the other person's going to have to change. It'll never happen that way. If you're not willing to change and learn from that other person, introspective, you don't even know what this place is. You don't even know what reality is if you're not introspective. You're just living in delusion. The whole purpose of being here is to be introspective. That's the whole, be self-aware, to move to the next level, to birth to the next state. That's the only reason to be here. Hello? If you think it's all fun and games, I want to have fun, I want to travel, I want to do this, I want to just paint the town red, I want to go get drunk, I want to go to this event, this football game, basketball, I just want to have fun. Well, life is going to hit you eventually. And the ones who drink themselves to death, like my dad, I don't know, he died at 50. He drank himself to death because he was working hard and drinking hard until he couldn't work hard anymore, and he kept drinking. And the doctor said, "You're going to die." And sure enough, his throat, he died from drinking too much. That's a crying shame. I mean, you know, that is a crying shame. Somebody who used to be an arm wrestler, swinging a hammer all day, strong as an ox, ends up in the hospital at 50, dying. No strength. It's pathetic. That's one reason I don't do drinking and drugs. I saw too many people growing up that, because they're drinking and they're drugging, messed up their whole system, their nerves, their mind. They didn't want truth. They just wanted fun. If you think this place is about having fun, I can't even talk to you. If you think this is all about having fun down here, I can't even talk to you. I can't even have a conversation with you, because that's all you're thinking about. Is this fun, you know? If a person's not seeking truth, I don't even want to be in the same room with them, to be honest with you. I'd walk through and say, "Jesus says, run to Jesus," and that's all I would want to say to them. Because all they're thinking about is fun, 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 fun. Lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. Pleasers of mankind instead of pleasers of God. Wanting to be seen, wanting to have fun, wanting to travel, wanting to do this, wanting to paint the town, wanting to stay busy, but they never are introspective. The people that are the most busy are the worst characters usually, unless they are doing the inner work, you know. while they're busy. But if you got the music on, the TV on, the noise on, and you're never able to sit by yourself, you can't really, even if you're busy and you cut the noise off, you're able to be introspective. But I'm saying the ones that are so, when I use the word busy, I probably mean busybody. I hadn't thought about it, but the ones that are so they're running from the truth. Actually, think about it. Let's think about this. Before I say that about they're actually running from the truth, these channels that are talking about health or finances or whatever, and the Apostle Paul, he said bodily exercise is fine, but spiritual exercise is where it's at. And so a lot of these people, they spend their life, their whole life, lifting weights, financial, but they never talk about spiritual. They never grow spiritually, you know. Yes, good to eat right. Yes, good to exercise. Yes, good to walk around the block. Yes, good to learn about investing and run a business and be an entrepreneur in some way, shape, or form of some kind. Yeah, that's all good. But what about your spiritual side? See, all that stuff is earthly, fleshly, and temporal. What about the unseen? What about the spiritual? What about the inner man? What about the soul, the will, the emotions, the intellect? What about all that? If a person is not going to be introspective down here, it's a wasted life. I mean, you only got about 70 years to say, okay, I want to know what God wants. But I mean, look, if you're going to die, and God is eternal, if you're going to die, your body, you're going to the grave, you got an eternal God, right? Would you rather trust yourself? You're down here only 70 years. Would you want to trust yourself, or would you want to trust an eternal being, an eternal creator? Where would you put your trust if you were a betting man or a betting woman? Would you put your trust in your little 70 years, or would you put your trust in an eternal God who's been there eternity past, eternity future? Would you trust yourself, or would you trust God? That's really what it comes down to. Are you going to go by your own understanding and gamble on that? Or are you going to gamble on the eternal God telling you what's right and what's wrong? Or are you going to go by your little 70 years trying to figure it out on your own? Which one is it? How can I title this? If you're a betting man or a betting woman, how can I title this? The greatest gamble of all time. Bet on your little 70 years, or you bet on God's eternal truth. Anyway, what I wanted to get across is the relationships are not just for having fun. It's to cut you and turn you, the ultimate. And I was also going to say, you know, if you focus on just the medical or the health or the financial websites, and you never focus on the spiritual, so how does that all tie together? Relationships are to make you better on the inside. And these websites who are just focused on the outside, yeah, it might help you a little bit, but really it's all about the inner man, renewing your inner man, being self-aware, taking the reflections that are hitting you and learning from them and adapt, you know?